Thank you. somewhat remarkable work of Satoko Fuji on piano and her trio called Trio Sound there from the album called Hibiki, one of my faves from the last year or so. The exploring and the inventiveness of Satoko Fuji is limitless. It's like infinity and beyond. She really has a remarkable creative mind, and her work is always interesting. She gets a lot of play here because she's very prolific in many different formats: trio, large ensemble, solo, all sorts of different instrumentation. But that's a very fine album. Trio Sound is the name of the trio. And Satoko Fuji is the main push for Absolute Sure. Well, it's 12:19 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. The program is Voyage Jazz between 10 and 1. It's not 1 o'clock yet, so let's keep going. This was also a favorite of mine this year. Angell and Crane are the two artists here. A-N-G-E-L-L. It's Angell Angell. I apologize, Simon. I don't know how to pronounce your name for sure. Anyhow, Simon Angell plays guitars, bass, and synthesizer. And the Crane is Tommy Crane, who plays drums, percussion, drum programming, synthesizers, and vibes. The album has a couple of guests, but not on the tracks that I'm going to play today. The fascinating story here is that these two have been bandmates and know each other very well. But what they did here for this project was they spent 6 days improvising in studio, and they amassed a whole day's worth of material. And then they had to, the days of material were painstakingly recorded with as many microphones and inputs as possible to retain as much three-dimensional depth and as many mixing options as possible, end quote. The next phase, therefore, was to distill the 40 hours of sound into 40 minutes. And so what they have mixed and melded and morphed and worked with with this music with very stunning results. The music is adventurous. It's wide ranging. It has all sorts of neat features. I'm trying to think of the something else. These are Montreal-based musicians, by that's what I was just wanting to confirm. These are certainly Canadian people, and they've done some really fine work here with the mixing and the putting together of something that might not have sounded that exactly that way when it was actually recorded before it got worked with. The worked with works very well here. This is a very neat album with all sorts of different moods, and I'm going to play three tracks. They're very brief. One of them's only a couple of minutes long. 8 years to Okuma is the name of it. Then 2,000 Decades is the next track, and the third one is called Twin Machines. Three tracks from Angell and Crane from their self-named album. It's really worth paying attention to.
Thank you.
There's some very interesting music on that album. A lot of it composed in the mixing room, if you will. Angle and Crane from their self-named album with material that was distilled down from 40 hours of intensive improvisation and working, and then putting it all together into 40 minutes of really good mix. And I mentioned before, and in a purist who doesn't think that there can be anything other than what was actually done without messing with it, has been in trouble since the beginning of the recording industry, actually. But this means, I think for sure, that you can do wonderful things in the mixing room that still allow the pleasurable experience of music that can be really interesting. Angle and Crane. And we've just snuck into the last half hour of our show today, so I better keep going. I got a bit more here I can get through. This next album has a fascinating title. It's by saxophonist Walter Smith III, and the album is called Three of Us Are From Houston and Reuben Is Not, which is the title of the album. What that means is that Walter Smith III is from Houston. Pianist Jason Moran is from Houston, and drummer Eric Harland is from Houston. Those are the three of us that are from Houston. Reuben is not, and Reuben is Reuben Rogers, who actually came from the Virgin Islands, and he's the odd man out, if you will, in this quartet, but I love that title. So from Three of Us Are From Houston and Reuben Is Not, here's a couple of tracks that are really sort of cool with this quartet, led by saxophonist Walter Smith III. The first track here is called Point of Many Returns. Thank you. Walter Smith III on saxophone there. He's from Houston. So are Eric Rivas and Jason Moran, who are three quarters of the quartet. Reuben Rogers, who is the fourth quarter, is from the Virgin Islands. So three of them are from Houston and one isn't. Interesting title. It just makes you laugh. So really, these guys have a good time. It's a very interesting and enjoyable album. And Walter Smith III is the leader there on saxophone. Well, we're just about done for our show today. I can't believe it seems to have gone very quickly. It's 10 minutes to one, so I'm going to take us out with some of Miguel Zenon, alto player extraordinaire, from, I think this album came out last year. It's called Golden City, and it's a tribute to San Francisco, but it's not a tribute to San Francisco in that they're playing Where I Left My Heart and all that other good stuff. It just is a tribute to the city in the concept rather than in the actual titles, in most cases, at any rate. In any event, but it is very, very, very good music, and it's a terrific band. He is often paired up with guitarist Miles Okazaki, pianist Matt Mitchell, and drummer Dan Weiss, and he's often worked with those people, and bassist Chris Tordoni. He also has added a percussionist, Daniel Diaz. Miguel Zenon is from Puerto Rico, and the music obviously has that sort of flavor as well at times. He has a horn section as well added here with trombonist Alan Ferber, Diego Urcola on trumpet and valve trombone, and Jacob Garchik on trombone and tuba. Really good brass here as well. It's a very fine album called Golden City with Miguel Zenon, and I'll take us out with that. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it has been a pleasure for me to share my music with you today. I'll be back next week to share some more, 3 hours more of contemporary jazz. I've got so many albums stacked up next to my cluttered desk, and I will try and get to as many of them as I can to play for next week's show. So thanks for tuning in today. Hope you'll come back next week. I'll have a lot more good stuff, and stay warm, or however that is. It's not as bad today. And it is January in Winnipeg. I can't stand it when the TV announcers keep whinging on about the fact that it's cold. Well, hello. It happened last year, too, and it's going to happen next year. If it's possible for you to get the right sort of clothing, and I think if you're an announcer on TV, you probably can, then stop whinging on about the weather and enjoy it when you can, and feel sorry for the ones who really can't avoid being out in it. But you're not one of them. Oh, there you go. A little exit rant here. I hadn't intended to get into that. Anyhow, have a good time for the next week. Here's Miguel Zenon to take us out. And I'm going to stop talking now, and you can let the music take you to 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.